Welcome to Daily Chit Chat. I'm Richard.
I'm Audrey.
Let's talk about what's streaming.
What's not streaming?
What we like.
What we don't like.
And maybe some random things in between.
Likely lots of things in between.
All right, let's chit chat.
Just takes its time. What is time anyway?
Time is a construct. Boom.
Time is a construct. You can't deconstruct time, but it can deconstruct you. There's no instructions for time. Take your time.
I'm not even a beatboxer. That was just all.
That was just natural talent.
Natural talent. Talent, what is it?
Oh, talent. Sweet talent.
Sweet talent.
So effortlessly.
So effortlessly. All right.
As the summertime. Oh.
Summertime.
Summertime.
And a 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome, 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 welcome. Every time I say that, I just think I'm copying John Oliver, as I said before. Because when he does Last Week Tonight, he says, welcome, welcome, welcome. And I love it. But then All right. Well, well, well. Look what the cat drug in.
I see.
Mm-hmm. So my topic of discussion is thus.
Okay.
I'm right now looking at a Netflix screen and it's on.
Oh.
Yeah. And it's on this little screensaver rotation.
Like image? Rotation? Image.
There's
sure.
There's a lot of rotations of images. It's just showing all the shows they have on Netflix.
Mm.
And so I was going to read some. Like right now I'm seeing Criminal Minds. That's something I'm watching on Netflix because I guess I like watching murder mysteries.
I think about that sometimes. I'm like, oh, I'm really enjoying this like terrible mystery. Yikes. Like I probably shouldn't.
Yeah. It's like they're showing some.
Maybe it's the puzzle.
The puzzle.
Like maybe it's the finding out. It's the figuring out is, I think, what's so intriguing.
Yeah. I have noticed that since I've started like more of a binge of Criminal Minds specifically, I am having dreams about murder a little bit more often than I should. Yeah.
Richard, oh no.
I know. What am I thinking?
That's a well and true nightmare.
Yeah. So last night I had a dream. It was more of an alien's head though. So it was a severed head and it was an alien's head. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
And
interesting.
Yeah. I just thought, what does it mean? So
was it like something you found or was it like,
oh no, I think my mother had killed the person.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh,
and beheaded them. And then she was giving the head to somebody and they're like, oh, did that come from an animal? She's like, no, it was a person. It was an alien person.
But it was an alien.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa.
Whoa. Do, 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 do,
do. There are so many things, because the reason that Netflix is even in the news right now is because they're losing subscribers.
They are. They're losing them. And they've been on the upswing for a hot minute.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess nothing can be forever, but I think they felt fairly untouchable.
Yeah. Unfortunately, there are only so many finite individuals in this world that we have. And not everyone can always be a new subscriber to Netflix. Obviously, if you have it, you have it. And if you don't have it, you might not want it. And then there's the end of the line, Netflix.
There it is.
Yeah.
It's interesting, though. I don't know. Hopefully, it leads to some kind of innovation. Because I think anytime there is that kind of stagnant moment for not necessarily, well, I guess for a large company, but in other circumstances, then it causes people to need to go to the drawing board and figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
I think it's just this surplus of content that's coming out.
So much
There's
content.
So much now. I forget who I was speaking to that was talking about this, but they were mentioning like there are all of these shows that just a couple years ago, if they had come out, they would be like the show, the top thing, like all of the actors in it, like mega stars instantly. But because that's just kind of like the way that shows are made now is we have all these really high quality, amazing stories, cinematography, great acting, and it's almost becoming the standard.
Yeah.
And there's so much of it to sort through at the same time. You get overwhelmed. So it takes more. It either takes more to be like the shiny object, or it's just all kind of evening out and you just kind of pick and choose what you want on your plate and everyone has a different plate.
Right. And unfortunately, the influx, like you say, of all this differing high quality content, it leads to like things getting on the chopping block. Like, bye. Mm-hmm. And Netflix has a history, and I would say a negative history in creating shows, and then when the season ends on a cliffhanger, they just go ahead and cancel it like every other network.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, Netflix has the ability, and they had the money before now, to give everyone a swan song. You could give everyone that final wrap-up. Like, maybe it's only 5 episodes. Give them 5 more episodes to wrap it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they cancel all their shows that I loved, and it hurts.
Which ones hurt for you to lose?
One that especially hurt at the time was Miranda Sings had a show called Haters Back Off.
Oh, I saw that like on the screen.
Yeah.
Like, I remember when that was happening.
Yeah. So Netflix original show, Haters Back Off. One season, popular, you know, nuanced and good. Season 2 comes out, and immediately, it came out for only like a couple weeks, and they're like, all right, you're canceled.
It was a couple weeks?
Yeah, into people seeing the new season. Yeah. And they're like, all right, it's already canceled. No season 3. And it ended on a cliffhanger.
I didn't realize the turnaround was so fast for that.
Yeah. So it bugged me.
A few weeks? That's brutal for something that's like a subscription service, not even a network show.
Yeah, it's like give people
like
time to watch it.
Time.
Exactly. You're not fighting for that time slot. Ugh.
Weird.
Yeah.
They must be. I wonder how they calculate things then.
They won't tell us, I think. They have some sort of
formula.
Yeah. The all powerful algorithm.
That's so, actually, that is not something that I had thought about previously. For Netflix to cancel a show, what does that mean? Because it's like, I guess YouTube, in a sense, is something that conceptually would be similar. It's not a streaming service.
Yeah.
But theoretically, if you're uploading something, then it's just there.
It's there.
To watch. Although, maybe it has something to do with ads, because Netflix doesn't have ads.
And they're talking about maybe getting ads now.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I don't want that.
Netflix.
Oh, Netflix. All the services want to have ads. I don't. I always pay for no ad, please. Like my Hulu, no ads, please. No.
Really? Mm-hmm. Hulu is the one I let the ads run. Because I actually, it's because I first had my Hulu like when it came out. It was like, not maybe exactly when it came out, but I was in like the 8th grade mm-hmm. and my middle school teacher was like, oh, you can go to Hulu.com and they have shows.
No, that's probably when it came out.
What?
Yeah.
And I think it was free at the time.
Yeah, it was free. It was free.
Have, like, a debit card, I guess.
And there was one commercial per ad break.
Right.
Yeah. So if it was sponsored by, if it was sponsored by Oil of Olay, is that, how do you say that? I don't know. If it's,
I have no idea what that
if it's sponsored
is.
By that, that makeup company.
What is that?
I don't know. I said,
what is it, Richard?
Oil of Olay, Oil of Olay, Olay, Olay.
Olay, Olay.
Olay, Olay, Olay.
Oil of Olay. What is, I don't know what that is.
Let's,
I believe you.
Yeah.
I do believe you.
But let's say it's sponsored by a makeup company or whatever. You would see just like one ad every few minutes. And like you said, it was either skippable or it was very short and it was gone.
Right.
Like and it was 10 one.
Seconds and...
Yeah. One ad. Yeah. Now Hulu has more commercials than my television.
Yeah. It's pretty much just right up there
mm-hmm.
with the way things used to be back in the
those good old
but
days.
I think on that principle. Because I'm like, I remember when this was a free service yeah. and I won't do it.
Back in my day, Netflix was on discs. And they'd mail them to my house.
They'd mail them to my house, right? Oh, my gosh.
So I guess for this episode, just know that we're thinking of you, Netflix. I love a lot of the content.
We are rooting for you.
We're rooting for you.
No.
It's hard. It's hard. They got their Marvel.
It's rough.
It's very rough. Their Marvel content was taken by Disney, so they don't have that anymore. Yeah.
Yeah.
Star Trek is going to Paramount Plus. It's not on Netflix anymore.
Oh, they're losing everyone.
Yeah.
Oh, but you know, there's room for an upswing. I really do think that any of those moments that kind of cause you to go to the drawing board and be like, okay, this isn't working anymore. We can't just keep doing what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So now what? So, you know, we'll see.
We'll see. Until tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Daddy. Daddy Warbucks. All right, bye.
Bye.